Exactly. And that's the bit about it. To ask for versus to ask. Are you feeling all right today, Annie?
I'm all right. Good. How are you?
All right, good. I'm fine. I'm all right. All right, estoy bien. Mm-hmm. Good. Today, we're going to look at the difference between to ask for something and to ask something, okay? Mm-hmm. When we use the preposition for with the verb to ask for something, to ask for someone, it means pedir algo o preguntar por algo, okay? And of course, when we use ask by itself, it simply means preguntar. O, y eso es muy importante, hacer una pregunta, to ask a question. Y nunca decimos, Ani,
to make a question.
Bien. I'm glad you remember that. Okay, let's have a look at some examples then of to ask for. Por cierto, podemos decir to ask or ask.
Ask.
In the south of England, people tend to say to ask for, okay? I'm from the south of England, but I will say to ask, okay? Okay. My father's from the north, perhaps. That's the reason. To ask. And the Americans say ask. Ask. Okay?
Okay.
I guess. Okay, voy a pedir la cuenta.
I'm going to ask for the bill.
I'm going to ask for the bill. Good. Ella me pidió un favor.
She asked me for...
Asked. Bien. La pronunciación del pasado de este verbo, aunque sea un verbo regular, suele provocar problemas. ¿Por qué, Annie?
Porque la pronunciación es difícil. Sí, asked.
Eso es. Y porque vuestra T, la T española, es bastante floja. Asked.
Asked.
Ok. Asked.
Asked.
Eso es. Una T inglesa que se produce en el techo de la boca, en el paladar,
okay,
que es la palabra técnica, ¿no? Asked. Entonces, ella me pidió un favor.
She asked me for...
Asked.
Asked.
Ajá.
She asked me
no,
for...
No, asked.
Asked.
Asked me.
She asked.
Eso es. Asked me.
She asked me.
Eso es.
For a favor.
Vale, ¿todo junto?
She asked me for a favor.
She asked me for a favor. Muy bien. Los trabajadores piden un aumento de sueldo.
The workers are asking for a pay rise.
Bien, has empleado el presente continuo porque lo están pidiendo en este momento. No es que suelen pedir un aumento de sueldo.
Mm-hmm.
Aunque tampoco me sorprendería. Okay. The workers are asking for a pay rise. Good. Le pedí que me llevara. Ayla.
I asked him for a lift.
Good, I asked him for a lift. Esto es la forma más común de pedir que alguien te lleve, mm-hmm, okay? Can you give me a lift? I asked him for a lift. Yeah, I can give you a lift. Te llevo si quieres. I can give you a lift. Bien, vamos a pasar ahora al verbo to ask. Solo, sin la preposición for. Entonces, to ask solo significa, Annie, preguntar.
Mm-hmm.
Como ha sido tan rápida. Bien, por ejemplo, solicité ir.
I asked to go.
¿Cómo pronunciamos el pasado?
I asked
to go, again.
I asked to go.
I asked to go.
I asked to go.
Eso es. Esta vez lo has conseguido. Muy bien. Le pedí a ella que me acompañara.
I asked her.
No, I asked her.
I asked her.
Good, again.
I asked her to come with me.
I asked her to come with me. Bien. Ella solicitó ser considerada para el puesto.
She asked to be considered for the position.
Excellent. She asked to be considered for the position. Muy bien. Y el último ahora, ¿le pedirás a él que me llame?
Will you ask him to call me?
Will you ask him to call me? Good stuff.